was born in a village outside of Pune, India. Most of my life, all I have known is poverty, and that life is hard. Extremely hard for all of us, but especially to those in my caste. Most days are filled with hard work, worry, and survival. Most of the boys around me are pulled out of school early to help work and provide for their families. Girls like me learn quietly, not to expect much at all, often ignored or treated as property and even given away in arranged marriages early on. Growing up, we are surrounded by temples and prayers to many gods and to fear spirits. Yet people yearn deep inside, hoping that maybe, just maybe, in the next life or in another life, things might be better. But for this life, hope often felt very far away or impossible for someone in my caste. Maybe that was our destiny or consequence, I thought, for my previous life. But one day, someone came and shared the gospel with our village, and now more than 24 churches gather as a result of those who came from the BMA over 50 years ago. At first, I did not understand how there could be one true God who loved me personally. I had never heard that salvation was a gift, not something earned through endless rituals or offerings to thousands of gods. But as I listened to the Holy Bible being read, something changed inside me. For the first time, I heard about forgiveness, about grace, about Jesus Christ who came for the poor, the forgotten, and the broken, even those like me in the lowest caste. Now, we gather together as a church in a simple place, sometimes under a tent, sometimes inside a small home. There are no chairs and no comforts that the world would admire. But when we gather as a church, we sing, and our voices rise with joy. We clap, we pray, we listen carefully to every word of Scripture because we know we have found true hope. Now I get to sit on the floor beside my sisters in Christ. My Bible open across my lap. The pages are worn now from use, but to me, they are more precious than gold. When I hold this Bible in my hands, I remember who I was before I heard the name of Jesus. Being a Christian here is not easy. Some oppose us, some mock us, yet the freedom we have in Christ is greater than fear. When I look around at the women beside me holding their Bibles, I thank God for those who came to tell us about Jesus. They planted light in a dark place, and now that light continues to spread from our village to the next village, and then to another still.